After Columbine, between 1997 and 2007, police officers in schools, also known as school resource officers, jumped by 38%. That's according to the Department of Justice. After Sandy Hook, even more school campus police were deployed via President Obama's plan to reduce gun violence. But today, Phoenix nonprofits Puente and Mecca are holding a rally to protest adding any more officers in schools after Parkland, saying the practice criminalizes youth of color. For more on this, we're joined now by Thomas Mowen of Bowling Green State University. He's a sociologist trained in criminology who studies the effects of punishment and policing on youth. Thomas, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what do you make of this idea of not wanting to put more school resource officers in place with the assumption that having them there really disproportionately affects kids of color?
You know, I think that that line of thought kind of mirrors some communities in the United States that recognize that we have systematic issues of inequality within our, you know, criminal justice system. And SROs are certainly part of that criminal justice system. They're also part of schools. So I really do think that that kind of mirrors some experiences, lived experiences that certain segments of our population have. So I'm not surprised to see that. And that line of thought is also supported by a great deal of research.
Let's take a step back for just a minute. We've been hearing so much about armed security and armed police officers on campus, especially in the wake of the shooting in Florida. What are the main jobs for these school resource officers? Like, what do they do while they're on campus?
Oh, that's a great question. And that's part of the difficulty. I think that's part of where some of these issues might stem from, is SROs are tasked with a whole lot. If you look at the National Association of School Resource Officers, that's NASRO, they find that SROs are tasked with what they call the triad model. And that means that SROs have to be teachers, they have to be counselors, and they have to be law enforcement officials at the same time. And so that's a great deal of responsibility that you're putting on one person. So not only do SROs need to know all about, you know, the laws and how to function as police, use discretion, make arrests, but now we also expect them to also teach and serve in roles of counseling for mental health. And so they really are tasked with a great deal at school, whether that's, you know, patrolling the hallway or standing at the entrance, but also they're tasked with forming relationships with students, parents, and administrators within the schools.
Well, so in instances where they are really involved in discipline or some kind of law enforcement punishment, do they tend to be acting on their own, or are they acting on the advice of a school administrator or a teacher? I mean, I'm trying to sort of figure out, how is it that some groups of kids maybe have more negative interactions with these officers than others?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there's not a clear answer, because it certainly varies by school district, by jurisdiction. What I can say is that in large school districts across the United States in particular, SROs mostly operate as part of the law enforcement branch. So to say that they, you know, report to the principal is probably not, you know, the right way to characterize it. They're certainly operating on their own within, you know, within kind of a framework within the school. And so that's really kind of how I would characterize it. It's really difficult to say, just in broad brushstrokes, you know, what their relationship is. But it's what we're really seeing, and I think maybe the best way to characterize it is the criminal justice system is meshing with our educational system, and the outcome of that is the SRO.
So does that mean that some of the same issues that we've seen and read about and heard about in the criminal justice system at large are also manifesting themselves in schools?
That is exactly correct.
So, I mean, we can certainly argue or debate whether or not having SROs makes schools safer. I think that's probably a discussion for another time. But briefly, before we let you go, I mean, is there an answer here? I mean, how can you sort of find a way to improve or work on the security of schools with an SRO or not, but also not have as many kids have negative interactions with them?
Oh, man, that's the million-dollar question here, I think. You know, if the question is, should we have SROs in schools, Do they improve safety? No. Do they improve any other outcome as far as we can tell? Not really. We have teachers and counselors in the schools that are responsible for teaching and counseling. So there's not really a reason that we need law enforcement officers in the school to fulfill that role. And so that's really left SROs with this task of maintaining safety. Do they increase safety? The answer is no. And so for that reason, I think perhaps what we might need to look at is, what do schools look like without having SROs in them?
All right. That's Professor Thomas Mowen of Bowling Green State University. Thomas, thanks a lot for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.